Have you been worried about how not sleeping that much will make you look? And has that created a pressure for you to sleep that has kept you from doing exactly that? If so, this class is for you. I hope you'll find some real insight here that can be, really, really helpful to you. And before we jump into it, actually, I want to say, like, for somebody who's maybe new to this channel, like, if you were looking for, some tips in terms of, like, I don't know, makeup or something tangible to do, that's not what we're going to talk about here. But we have absolutely nothing against that, of course. That could be like something really nice as well. But now we're going to go kind of deeper, taking a deeper look at what we call appearance insomnia. And the definition of that was, as I alluded to in the intro here, is when we're worried about our looks, right? We're worried about how not sleeping much will make us look. And that creates a pressure for us to sleep. We think like, oh, I don't want to look this way, so therefore I have to sleep more. And we know that sleep is this effortless process. We sleep really well when we're not trying to sleep, when there's no pressure to sleep. So therefore, the pressure to sleep more so we look better can create struggles with sleep. And then that can make us even more worried about how we look. And you can see how this can be its own cycle. And we call that appearance insomnia. So in this class, we're going to break up into like kind of two big, sections, if you will. And one is what we call vanity is humanity, which is just a short teaching that I think it will be helpful. And then three practical ways we can meet appearance insomnia, one of which is new. So this is an update to our teaching. And yeah, without further ado, let's jump in here and look at the first one, vanity is humanity. So what I've come across quite often is somebody who says, hey, Daniel, listen, I know this is so vain and I shouldn't even be thinking about this. I know other people have much bigger problems than I have, but I'm worried about how insomnia will make me look, kind of the bag under the eyes or my skin tone or something like this. And I know this is so vain. And, the first thing I want to say when I hear that is that, it's so human. Vanity is humanity. Like, we are a pack animal. We are, we want to belong to like a tribe. And I think this is just from an evolutionary perspective. When we look at these like nature documentaries, we have like a pack of zebras or something like that. And unfortunately, one of them has been hurt and is limping. And we sort of know that that's the zebra that the lion will go for, of course, because it's kind of like it can't keep up with the tribe, something like that. And I think we have this kind of embedded within us. We feel safe when we're in a group, and we don't want to be outside of that group. So we can often have ideas that, if I don't look well, people will not welcome me in the same way. I may not be part of the tribe or something like that. And the thing is, where I want to get to is if we're thinking like, oh man, I shouldn't even be thinking about this. I'm so vain. That is self-criticism for that, something that is that is so human. We all are like that. We all want to be part of the group, And when we add that kind of self-criticism, then we have another internal struggle where we're like, oh, I shouldn't even be thinking about this. And we try to stop our thoughts, and then we have more of the thoughts, et cetera, et cetera. But when we instead see that, okay, this is so human. It's actually okay to have any thought, any feeling is okay. This is self-kindness and it's acknowledgement of the human experience. So I just want to start with that. We take away some self-criticism that can come from the word, this word vanity and being vain. So with that said, let's get practical here. So let's look at three ways that we can meet appearance insomnia. And the first one I want to start with is detective work. And detective work basically means like examining our thoughts, ideas, and see like, is there really evidence here? Like, is this a solid case or not? And so we can ask questions like, is it true that I have dark circles and like poor skin every time I sleep little? Is that true or not? We can look, just by browsing our memory, or we can look at pictures from before, and things of that nature. And we can also ask kind of the flip side of this question, which is like, is it true that I look amazing every time I sleep well or a certain amount? And really just like ponder that. And here's the thing. Actually, one more question we can ask ourselves is like looking at other people. Like, do other people comment on how I look when I think I look tired? Like, also questions the idea. And the thing here is that we don't need to find like an overwhelming amount of evidence. Actually, just one shred of evidence, just like in like those detective shows or things of that nature, or courtroom dramas or something like that, is often enough. if we have like just one single counter evidence, if we can just find that one time where we actually looked fine, even if we slept very little, or we slept really nice and we didn't look that great, if we just find one piece of evidence, that can actually dismiss the entire case. That means like the entire case has no, you know, it has no foundation. It's dismissed, and that can take the pressure off. Then we're like, how many hours I sleep, how many minutes I sleep, it doesn't matter that much. Then, or it doesn't matter at all. Then, you know, there's no pressure. And when there's no pressure, we sleep easily. So detective work is the first one. And now let's say we started here. We did some detective work and we're unconvinced. We're like, you know, it does seem like when I sleep little, I do look more tired. It does seem like that. Then we can go to B here, which is that we can look at why we look the way we look, okay? And this is the update. This is the new thing that actually a coach in training, his name is Richard, pointed this out very recently. Thought it was very insightful. And so what he said was basically this. He said, you know, when we're kind of anxious or we feel hopeless or sad, how do we look? You know, that was kind of like his question. And I was like, wow, he's so right. Which leads to this, okay? We're gonna unpack this, of course. But when we look tired, is that because of kind of like exactly how open or closed our pores are or the exact tone of our skin? Is that what makes us, the precise shade of our skin, is that what makes us look tired? Or do we look tired when our kind of shoulders are drooping and the expression of our faces show how we feel inside, you know? And to me, when he said that, I was like, that was an eye-opening moment, because I realized that it's so clear that when we express like excitement, we're happy about something, we can't wait to get started on something, like we have the twinkle in our eyes, we have that little smile, we have something that shows that, oh, this person looks refreshed. On the flip side, if we're like, we feel kind of defeated, sad, we don't want to look people in the eye, we kind of look the other way and stuff like that, then we can look tired, you know? So the way we look can often be an expression of how we feel on the inside. And now, you know, hearing that, on one hand, we can say like, it's not like we can flip the switch and we can just like decide, okay, well then I'm just going to be happy. Of course, that's not human. But when we see that it's not about how many hours or minutes we slept that matters in terms of how we look, but it's the internal narrative. It's what we tell ourselves about how much we slept. Oh, I didn't sleep. This means things are hopeless. I'm never going to get better. I'm going to look terrible. That narrative can make us feel in a way that makes us look tired. On the flip side, when that narrative changes, then we're like, it doesn't matter. I'm totally fine. No matter how I look, and how I look doesn't really depend on how much I sleep. Then, you know, the pressure comes off again and the narrative has changed and we look different too. And so I thought this was a really, really insightful thing to think about. So far we've seen like A, we can do some detective work questioning these ideas and very often find that, you know, they have no bearing whatsoever. And B, if we find that, okay, there seems to be some correlation between how I look and how I sleep, well, this is the missing link here, is how we think about it and how our emotional state is expressed in how we look. That's the second step here that can lead to so much pressure coming off. But let's say neither of this has been helpful to us. We remained convinced that how much we sleep does impact how we look, and we don't think that that's an expression of our emotional state. Then what? Well, that leads us to C here, which I call the path of no resistance, which is so helpful, you know, not only when it comes to appearance insomnia, but in so many other examples, the path of no resistance or least resistance. We can start here. We can say that, what if we assume that it is true that we look more tired if we sleep less, and, you know, it has nothing to do with our emotional state. And we then look at, okay, so what are the consequences? What are the consequences of me looking tired? Will people who love us still love us? Will people still want to be our friends? Will we still be considered a welcome member of the human tribe? Of course we will. Of course we will. People will still love us. People still like us. You know, even if we look tired, that is fine, you know? And you know, this is like, to me, this is the path where there's like, it's the path of acceptance, you know, the path of letting go, the path of befriending. It's the path of like, okay, that may happen. And that's okay. Like the path of non-attachment as well. So I would say like when there's no resistance, when any outcome is, you know, okay with us in this context, then the pressure to sleep, you know, can really also fade away. And when there's no pressure to sleep, sleep happens easier. And then, you know, then there is no struggle. So I'll end there. I hope this brought a lot of value to you. Do let me know, as always, what you thought in the comments. And if you're finding that, you know, thanks to the free content here, you are finding your way to where you want to be, where you sleep well, you're feeling like yourself, that is amazing. Do let us know. On the other hand, if things are tricky, if you're feeling kind of isolated, people around you don't really understand what you're going through, then please head over to our website, thesleepcoachschool.com, and check out our coaching options. And if you decide to join one of our programs, then we look forward to seeing you on the other side. That was all for today. Look forward to having you back real soon. Until then,